Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Sit up in heavenly places. Thank you, choir. While we were there worshiping, the scripture just came to my heart again. Isaiah chapter 49, 26. Isaiah 49, 26 to 24 to 26. It says, Isaiah 49, are you there? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? The captive of the righteous, the captive amongst the righteous. Do you understand that? The captive of the righteous be delivered. He now says, but thus says the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the word of God. Now he says, I will contend with him that contends with you. Then not only you, I will also save your children. There is a generation that must come out of bondage. There's a generation that the devil has intentionally planned to destroy with terrible contents all over the social media, all over the internet media, everywhere, providing contents everywhere that is so destructive. The other day we were discussing with my wife where, you know, a mother bought books for her children. And she bought books. It was supposed to be like a Superman collection. And she didn't know that in one of the collections, there is a Superman kissing another Superman. She didn't know. She just bought books like, let's buy plenty so that they can. And she, normally she would have checked because she's a Christian mother, but she didn't check it. So she just saw that. But did you check what? No, I just Spider-Man now. Spider-Man is not supposed to have any issues. Spider-Man, not Wolio. Spider-Man too has issues now. So the male Spider-Man was kissing a male Spider-Man. And guess what? She packed all the books, both the good one and the bad one, and trashed everything. The kingdom of darkness is actively working, weaponizing the media space, empowering the media to become like a trap, intentional trap. But the kingdom of light and the children of light were thinking of contents to create. Listen, if you start making contents in this direction, you will be rich too in that space. Don't let any devil deceive you that you must make rubbish content. So a Christian is thinking of a content to make, and you're thinking of something dirty to also do. No. One of the ways to win is counterculture. So as they are bringing negative, you are bringing positive. The number of people rushing towards negative, there is about a high amount of people also wanting the positive. So if it is followership you are looking for, you will get it. It is the devil's deception to make you feel like you have to do this one to get enough followers. It's the devil's deception. It's the devil's deception. Glory to God. Mr. Joseph, I want to start from that diagram I told you about. Did you do anything about it? Were you able to do something? You tried something? Can I see what you tried? We had a little rush, so I want to see. Not on this one now. The cycle diagram that I sent last, were you able to do anything? Say something to me. I need to hear you. You are not able to do something yet. Okay, so I would use an illustration to do it because my message has to start from there. So I will need six people. You know, okay, six of you like that. Let's just come on. Yes, come up to the altar. Glory to God. Put your hands together for them. We're supposed to wrap up this teaching today. Then the other part of this soul tie teaching I would have loved to talk about, I'll talk about in the midweek service. Those ones are not related to this direction. They are related to other soul ties. Why women and sons and fathers and daughters, friendship ties that can be very dangerous too. So I'll talk about that in the midweek service. Now, these are six people here. Okay, so you come forward. Yes. So come forward like this. Okay, face this direction. Very good. So you face him. Come a little closer. Come a little closer towards my direction. I think it's going to be better here. God bless you. Come closer. Very good. Face him. Now, Mr. Liu, you come here. You also come there. Face. Very good. The two ladies can be other side. Face each other. Very good. Now, the diagram I was supposed to get was just going to reflect 3 circles. Now, this is just 2 human beings. 6 human beings. This is the human being. The body, the soul, and the spirit. That's 1 human being. Is that not? The body, the soul, and the spirit. 1 human being. Do we understand it now? So, man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. Now, those who have issues with the spirit, soul, and body theory talk about the body, the soul, and spirit together. Whichever way, there's a connection. Is that not? But we believe that man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. And you can see Paul speaking. He said, the Lord sanctify you spirit, soul, and body. He said, the Lord sanctify you spirit, soul, and body. So, complete. So, this human being that is here right now, just imagine. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14 to 18. I'll start from there. The New Living Translation, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14 to 18. Let's see how fast we can do this today so that we can pray and close. He said, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Now, this will answer the question of, can I marry an unbeliever? What if he's not a believer? See, all those things, the Bible has answered it already, but let's just help. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be partnered with wickedness? Now, so let's assume that this is righteousness lane. This human being now, righteousness. This is a believer, this is an unbeliever. Don't worry, you are fine. You are a believer. So those of us here, can we see it? Yes. So this is the believer, this is the unbeliever. Remember, it's just 1 human being. These other ones, you know, you don't see this one. All your life, this is what people see, true or false. Nobody ever sees your soul. But they can determine the kind of mindset you have when you start talking from here. When you start talking, whatever is here begins to show. Is that not? When there is a mighty move and a spiritual connection, whatever is here too begins to reflect. But it is hidden. Are you getting what I'm saying? When people connect with spirits, they connect from this realm. When people connect with intellectuals, they connect from this realm. When people connect with humans, normal humans, they connect from this realm. Are we here together now? So intellectual things are here, spiritual things are here, physical things are here. Are we here together? So the Bible says that, oh, very good, Mr. Joseph, you're doing a good job. Just when you get 3 of them complete, the first one is the 3 separate. That's what I'm doing now. So when you get it complete, let me know. Very good. So let's continue. So exactly, this is what we have here now. Can you see it? So this is 1 human being, 2 separate individuals, gender regardless, whether male or female, male, male. We are in a world where they are beginning to project many things. Are we here together now? So this is, imagine this is light. So the Bible is saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18, it said, don't team up. That means we cannot agree together. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Now, when he's talking about this, it's marriage. It's not saying you can't have business with them. In business relations, everything stops at the reasoning level where we are talking and gisting. You understand what I'm saying now? There can be contamination if you open yourself to the greed of a partner that is not a believer, and it begins to teach you how to go the wrong way also. So you have to be careful, know the limits. Your financial relationship and business relationship, you must know the limits to what your friend can take you to do. Now, you guys are struggling in business. Your friend can say, I know one man. So that way, that friendship partnership can eventually be turned to a spiritual partnership where they will now bring both of you together and say, both of you have to covenant. Since you are friends and partners in this business, covenant, then that's a spiritual thing. But naturally, you can say, I don't want, and you go. So business relationships can happen, true or false. Yes, very good. So he said, don't team up in marriage. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? So automatically, the scripture claims that every person, shows that every person who is born again is wickedness. I don't know how good you think they are. Morality is not proof that a person is righteous. Righteousness and morality, from righteousness, morality can spring forth, but morality cannot produce righteousness. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here now? So you must understand the difference that righteousness is from Christ alone. The Bible says he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Righteousness is imputed, is a gift. Morality cannot help you get it. A good man is not a righteous man. A righteous man may not be a good man, but made righteous. I wish you get that. So, he said, how can light live with darkness? So, he said, this is light and this is darkness. Now, if you say, let's try and mix them together. God is saying, I don't want light to live with darkness. I want light to keep shining bright. But you see, light can influence darkness. darkness, but in marital union, two will become one. In trying to influence your friends, some of you are not becoming one. You are trying to influence, but in marriage, you become one automatically. So he says marital union will not accept that. In friendship, I can try to get close to you to see how I can win this person over. In marriage, don't try it, because what you both of you will do together will be a covenant. And you cannot force anybody to be right when they are not ready. Am I making sense here now? You say, what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? He says this is Christ, and he qualifies this one as what? The devil. Very clear distinction. He says, how can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? How can? Can you see what it's saying here right now? So this shows you that this person cannot have any concord or agreement with this person. They are not supposed to come together in marital union. Because when they come together in marital union, a covenant will be formed. A soul tie will be formed. There will be a spiritual bond. And God says, that bond is what I don't want. When angels came down and did it with sons of men, and they began to produce giants, God killed all of them. I don't want them. I don't want them. And if he says he doesn't want it, he's God. He knows we obey his word. He doesn't want it. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? Please look up here. This is the light. I remember that song says light came. The solution to darkness is light. When light comes, ignorance will be dispelled. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? He said, and what union can there be between God's temple and what? Idols. He said, for we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. For this person, that's what God is saying. But for this other person, God is saying, that's not the agreement. Are we here together? Maybe you should face the congregation now here, so that they will not be seeing these ones. Cover them. That's how your body has covered your spirit and soul. Good. Are we here together now? Yes. So that's where it is starting from. Understand this and understand life. Let's start from there. Get it right. Don't allow anything try to cause any sort of confusion. Hold on to the truth that God has said. So in your making decision when it comes to marriage, it doesn't matter how nice. The most important thing is the person has to be found in Christ. Then when they are found in Christ, the other agreements I taught us about in 20 days in Adam Eve Summit begins to play. Something is wrong. Please help me balance something. The other agreement begins to play. Amen. Better now. Thank you. So he said, therefore, come out from among them, from among unbelievers, and separate yourself from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. Don't touch their filthy things. You know why? These Corinthians, they were in the seat of sexual immorality. Go and read about the history of the Corinthians. They just came to Christ, and Paul was like, we cannot serve God and serve this thing together. No, we are different. We are called out. So Paul was trying to enlighten them for the first time, because some of them came to church, then they would go back to their temples of idol and continue what they were doing. And Paul was like, no, it cannot work. It will never, in fact, if you try this, you have messed up everything. There can't be agreement. There cannot be concord between God and the devil. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Number two diagram. Let's start moving into other things. This is peripheral. Number two right now. This is the first one. The second diagram is a diagram that has it joined together. Put it together now. No. Okay. Is that the one I want to? No, not this one now. Yes, exactly. Now, when people come together, we're talking about soul ties, covenant, in relation with sex and marriage. Are we here together now? When this man, this is a man. Let's say this is a woman. Are we here together now? If this man and woman come together and they have sexual relations, hold your hand together. It happened physically. But what happened physically is what you see. The bonding is what you see. The question you will ask yourself is that man is not really physical. This is just the body that manifests the act. The initiator of the act is here. The real being is here. Do you understand now? So what you are seeing here did not happen here. This is where it really happened. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Is it becoming clear to you now? So look at now. If they do this together and this person has some kind of diseases, for instance, there are diseases that can be transferred sexually. Some of them, HIV. HIV can be transferred, is that not? Everybody knows about that. Syphilis. I hope you are aware of that. Syphilis. You know, meningitis can be transferred. The Ebola that came the other time is transferable. Is that not? Are we here together? Yes. The human papilloma virus has 40 different kinds. 40 different kinds of human papilloma virus, and they can be transferred sexually, and they can eventually lead to cancer of the cervix, cancer of the vulva, cancer of the penis, cancer of the anus, cancer of the mouth, and many other cancers. This is just the physical realm. Leave this physical realm alone. Just hold on here. In this physical realm right now, we also know that there are many diseases that can be transferred here. There's one that is called Zika, Rubella. Those of us who are in science and medical doctors, maybe one day we'll get the medical doctor to come and tell us the effect of some of these sicknesses and how they affect children. There is one of them, it's like for Rubella now, if a person has having that infection and has sexual relations, it can cause deafness for a child. So a child was born into the world and came deaf because of the consequences of the mother and the father's sin. No wonder they asked Jesus, who did sin? Because they know already that the consequences of a man and a woman can produce a child that is sick. So the first question they ask is, who did sin? But in the case of this particular man, it was not a sin of anybody. Are we here together? So that also tells us that not every case is a sin, but there are cases that are what? Sin. Because that's how it works. There are things that, just for instance, a man and a woman, you know, ASAS marry. Who did the child cause any problem? Is that not why the sickle cell warrior community are beginning to say, don't marry, don't marry? Is that not? Because they know the effects, the danger, because the seeds that they will produce will become the judgments for their wrong. Oh God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So if we can explain this physically here, and it has to just do with practical things, there are many other diseases. Many of them, hepatitis A, B, and C. There's what they call genital rats. There's trichomoniasis, all of them. I shall will try my best in this journey. Gonorrhea can be transferred, if not. Gonorrhea can be transferred also. There's what they call public lice. That one is even normal. Somebody carries lice and has sex with them, carry lice. That is physical. Do you know the other spiritual lice? Spiritual gonorrhea. Spiritual Rosella, spiritual Conjocoto Vacuria, hey, all of them. It's not only physical things that move. There are a lot of things that move. Now, when we look at this thing happening here now, then if it comes to the soul realm, what is transferred also? If these people begin to stay together, unconsciously, this person's mindset begins to rub off on this other person's mindset. How many of us understand that now? Before you know it, they begin to, husband and wife, you see, at the point, they begin to think alike. The man begins to influence his wife. Before you know it, they begin to like themselves. They begin to, sometimes the woman can make decisions on behalf of the man. In fact, there's a level at which I and my wife operate now. She can make a lot of decisions in my absence. If you, those of you that work with us for a while, you can connect that. If you cannot ask me the question, you can't see me, go and ask her. And you discover that so many of the times, the way I would have thought of it, and sometimes she would just smile in my mind. I'll say, they did this and they're happy. You know? Because I'm feeding my mindset and she's feeding me her mindset. And before you know it, we form a neutral ground where the kind of decision, because my decisions that would have been very mean are no longer as mean as they should be. Her decisions that would have been very loose are no longer as loose as they should be, because two human beings have come together and our decisions now forms a balance. That's what I have realized. And this is not what we're planning intentionally. We're not only sitting together and say, if I say A, you say B. If I say C. No, we were just going about a normal day, gisting, talking, and life begins to play out. We're already looking like that. Sometimes if you see couples who are very bonded in God, in purity, in body, spirit, soul, they'll start looking alike. If you look, when I married my wife, you just know that something is beginning to happen. What's that? If we stay close and you look at our face together, every time people will be asking, is she your sister? Did you marry your sister? I say, no, it's not my sister. How can somebody marry their sister? Many of us have seen couples like that, true of us. If they stay for a long time, you begin to see that kind of blend in them. All those things are just things that we cannot, science cannot prove everything. It's just biological things that science can prove. Most of the things here, science is just opening. Here, science will never get here. They will never know this place. It's not their realm. The realm of science is here. Psychologists will try to explain here. Sir, we are the spiritual doctors that God has given depth and insight to tell you what will happen here. If you listen to a doctor and agree, and you listen to a psychologist, if I talk, you need to listen, because we are authorities here. The Bible says spiritual things. We compare spiritual things with what? Spiritual things. A carnal man cannot do what? Understand it. So when I'm talking, a carnal person can say, look at what the person said. You cannot fathom it. Just like a doctor, we explain it and he can give me clear explanations of how this happens, how that happened, the tissue, or God explain in reality how that child is born. Were you there? Did you see you? But he's explaining stories. We agree, but we know that we cannot totally explain whatever they are saying. Even they themselves, there's limit to what they know. It is the hand of God working things. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Don't get tired standing today. Just help me. So syphilis, meningitis, influenza, many things are going to pass. Then at the soul realm, you also see a transform be happening. Now, I will tell you why sexual relations is dangerous. Because it is the highest level. What creates the highest level of intimacy is sex. There's no friendship. There's no union that creates the highest level of intimacy and vulnerability like sex. Sex opens your body, your soul, and your spirit. We open it. It brings it naked. Naked. Totally naked. What happens physically happens here and here at the same time. But many people are not aware. They just know what happened here. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Somebody's life is coming to the place of clarity and direction in the name of Jesus. Belief systems. Then internal turmoils. The kind of internal turmoils that this person used to have. Somehow he would transfer it to this other person. Then they have disrupted emotions. Sometimes you see some ladies, it's so obvious with ladies because they are emotional beings. Men are logical, they form it. It's obvious with ladies. You begin to see that unnecessary mood swings. She does not have sense to make decision of the right person again. Why? She's been blinded by this one. Then if the person has trauma, I'm going to take a teaching series when we start our third service on how to marry a person that has had trauma. There's a way. They're not the same. The way they receive love differs. The way they respond to things differ. And there are many of us, if not 70% of us that are here like that. And that's why marriages will continue to have problems. They will continue to have until there's a deliverance. And that's why an army will rise. I'm not teaching this thing just to teach you so that you go home with it. I'm teaching it because some of us will rise as the ambassadors and the custodians of this truth. And we'll take it to the nations of the world. In the name of Jesus. So you will understand that this is not just a church. This is a movement. It's about to happen to the world. Because something is happening as the kingdom of darkness is working and preparing. God is organizing us as lights that will shine in the midst of darkness. They bring 10 of their own doing rubbish. We will bring 10 of our own does not do rubbish. Then like Daniel and the other guys, we will compare them. And they will say, these ones are 10 times better than these other ones. The time will come. It will not just be intellectual tests now. It will be both intellectual, spiritual tests. And the purity of the soul and the heart. Then you will see the difference. Then I will make known to you the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, saith the Lord. It's a matter of time. Are we here together? So you see, the trauma and other things, rejection, distrust, insecurity. If this person has suffered relationship insecurities and marries this person that has never suffered it before, all of a sudden you see that this one begins to check on this one, receive, check phone. Before you know it, that thing can pass on to this one too. He too will now want to check phone too. What thing they happen here? Sometimes when they check my phone, because that person, when they do something, they check on that person. The insecurity of this one will be transferred to this one. And he will start behaving like a monitoring spirit. Because she brought it into his life. Rejection is something that happens at this realm. Is that not? It happened physically, but it has affected the mindset. Then because of the mindset of rejection, there is a way this person cannot receive love. This one will be struggling to give the love. And this one will be rejecting it. Bitterness, anger. This one is now trying to say, you have to earn love. It has to be earned. You will work hard before you can get my love. Why? The last person he had this tie with made him work very hard to earn it. But when they disconnected, a part of that person is still living inside of him that he's walking around the street with. Now he's about to connect with another person. And when he drops that one too, a part of that person is still walking inside of him. That's why you have people who have almost like a multiple personalities. That's what causes confusion. Lack of career direction, clarity. They can't make decisions. They cannot make clear decisions of their own. Why? Because they are mixed personalities locked up into their being. Does anybody get what I'm saying now? Then in the spiritual dimension, you see it. That one is a different thing. Spiritual baggages. The spirit of, if this person was operating the spirit of lust, and this one was somebody that was not operating the spirit of lust. I met a girl when I went to preach some time ago, and the girl said that they connected her with a particular guy. She's been a child of God. She's 30-something, and she's so pure, serving God, and I got excited. Then she said, but something went wrong, Pastor. I said, what's that? Then she said she connected with a particular guy that's supposed to be a Christian, but he has now been infiltrated with the spirit of lust. So he's a figure that if she said, she mentioned name, I will know. But I said, don't mention. I don't want my heart to go towards anybody. You know, sometimes you protect your heart. I said, don't mention anything. I don't want to know anybody. Whoever it is, God will help the person.
So eventually she said she got connected that the person does pornography and started forcing her to do pornography. They've not had sexual relations, but there are many things that they have done that are unthinkable. The spirit of lust that this person brought transferred to her. Then she said on her own, she started watching pornography and she was about dying, that she could not help herself again. When they are alone, she will start doing the same thing. So that spirit on her, on him, begins to supervise her own direction too. Begins to push her to do more. Begins to tell her to do more. We didn't see it physically when they were together. They've not even had sex. The spirit of lust is already active, saying that if you can do this, you will repeat it. So she started it and she said, I got tired. Every time I come to church, church is dry. God is dry. Everything is dry. I can't serve God again. And I know who I used to be. And she was crying in tears. When she broke up from that relationship, the friends of these ones that did not know the secret of what happened started seeing her as a bad person. And that was her real pain. I said, why are you trying to impress anybody? Forget that rubbish. You have done the best thing in your life. You made the best decision. And the devil was telling her that now that you are 30-something, and since you did not stay with that one, how will you get another one? That's another spirit. It's called the spirit of deception. So you see that it's not only the spirit of lust that will start working. The spirit of deception. Then there's a spirit called Jezebel spirit. The spirit of control. Church, people are very blind. Especially church people. I will tell you the truth. You know why? Jesus, Bible didn't say the world is destroyed because of blind knowledge. He said, my people. People. No wonder he said, I will give you teachers after my heart. That will bring light. I want you to take this light with the whole of your life. Don't let any devil... Don't let any, when I talk the area that affects men, many of our men, you weep. Because men, in every man is a seed. Let me give you a little hint. Do you know that in this person, the Bible says when Abraham was giving tithes, that, what's his name? Levi was inside the loin of Abraham. The same thing. He was wiring the spirit. Why did Jacob think about tithes? Abraham did. Jacob thought of it. From Jacob, God carried it and passed to the whole of the children of Israel. And said, what your father has started, I want all of you to start doing it. Anything that a man starts here as a lifestyle, as a pattern, he's doing it physically. He gets locked up as a mind thing and he embraces it with his mind. There is a spirit that is released to supervise it and make sure that every seed that comes out of his loins will be tempted with the same temptation. That's why you see family patterns. That's why you see the son going like the father. Now, maybe 20 years later, the father is born again and he's seeing his son. He says, this is 25 years version of me. No, they will start fighting and quarreling. They'll be hating. The fight will be intense because the man is seeing the version of him that must die. And the boy is saying, forget that thing. You don't do your own. I need to do my own. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? So the boy is rising and the man is not happy. The man is saying, may I have changed. Then he's now handing over. I know how many people have said, take my son. Pastor, anything you can do with him, just do. Help me. Only one or two people have confided in me and said, this is who I used to be when I was younger. I see myself in him. The old me. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Sometimes some women too find themselves in that situation. Some girls, you know that you have a mother that runs her mouth too much. Then it's better you are beginning to run your mouth like that. It's already passing. And if you have a very good mother, what passed on from Eunice to Louis to Timothy can pass on. Can you see that there can be spiritual transfer also, church? Is anybody getting strength from what I'm saying this morning? Yes. So the spiritual transfer, then the spirit of perversion that causes that sexual sin is also passed on at this frame. It's called the spirit of perversion. That is the spirit that talks about twisting everything. From doing male to female, the spirit will start suggesting male to male. Try female to female. Try beasts. Is a suggestion. The spirit is called the spirit of perversion. It controls. They are in the same arena of lust and sin. The spirit begins to suggest it. Before you know it, the person that started innocently with just pornography, that's the only thing, that spirit of perversion or pornography will now release strength. Then it starts masturbation. And every time people are masturbating, they are not aware that every time there is a sexual relations, there's a spirit involved. If it's a born again, the spirit of God is involved to ensure that the procreation will happen and a righteous seed will be blessed. Go and read the Bible. Paul said that if two righteous people give birth, do you not know that their child is sanctified? Go and read your Bible well. When two believers give birth in their state of being born again, their children can grow up 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. When they are 13 years old and they've been coming to church, when you ask them, when do you give your life to Christ? Say, I don't know. You know why? It's not their fault. They were born sanctified. All they needed to do was to affirm the decision. You don't understand what I'm saying. Many of us understand what I'm saying. Because they automatically train up a child. When you see a believer's child does not necessarily need overemphasis of salvation initially. It must be taught, it must be known, I must acknowledge it. But the child needs training. Because training in righteousness will make the person's soul automatically embrace Christ. So when you're talking about sin, it's alien to them. They wonder, me, I was not a sinner. I don't know what people are saying. I just know that I was born inside God. So even when they make mistake and they come back, to them, they are not seeing themselves as receiving Christ. They are seeing themselves as rededicating their life. I'm telling you, many of us who were born into church, you understand what I'm saying. You just wonder that, why righteous parents can produce righteous seeds. Does it mean they will not make decision? No, they have to make a conscious decision of their own and awareness. But in that state, the seed of the righteous is blessed. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? That's why when you want to marry, now those of us who are getting married, let me advise you. If you say you want to marry somebody, go and do every scan possible. Some women married some men and the treatment of infection started for the past 25 years. They've been treating it. Do you know there are some infections that you cannot finish treating? Ask people, they will tell you. They'll treat it. Another one, another time. Any small thing with you guys, start again. So the gift you gave to your partner was infection transfer. Some people, married people, they came up with diseases, hepatitis, whatever it is. And when they got married, they did not even tell their partners. They did not do any tests. In the heat of the... automatically, that man will be a victim. And if care is not taken, the children will start finding themselves in the same thing. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? You are always seeing the physical. I am trying to do this so that you can see the deeper side. A man starts having sexual relations with a lady. When the lady is not there, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of lust, will start telling him to start engaging escorts. See, as the babe not there, try. Then the guy is passing Ikeja and he's looking at everywhere. He will go and park his car down, and trek back. Like Jacob when he was going to sleep with the prostitute. Enter. Nobody, enter. When he finish, he will come out. What that one is carrying, he may never recover all his life. Because that one is carrying a combination of multiple individuals' life poured in, spirits connected. Then he will carry it and drop. Then the day he has struggled to make some money, you think you can make the right decision, all your wealth will go to the people who should never eat it. Why? Satan will make sure that the decision will be wrong. And that is why you can naturally see that the wealth of the sinner will be laid up for the righteous. You see? Somebody has to decide which side you want to be in. Am I making sense here right now? So you can see this connection now as I begin to... There are many things, but I can't see them. I know you have been standing. Stand. This is how I usually stand in church. You can feel the way the ushers feel now. Amen. So this is the body, soul, and spirit. Then look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Let's look at the connection very well. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Let's do this fast. In the second service, I'll look at how to have that thing. Don't you realize that your bodies are members of Christ? Remove your hand now. You are not yet joined. Don't you realize you're members of Christ? It says, shall I then take the member of Christ and make them members of what? Harlot. Look at the word he used. This is one of the strongest words in the Bible that is used, and it's used in different places. I think the other place says, shall we continue in sin that grace might be? I said, God forbid. For the apostle to come and say, God forbid. This is another time that he's saying the same thing. God forbid. Certainly not. In other words, it's not supposed to ever happen. Go ahead now. We're going to verse 18 or 19. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? He doesn't know. He has finished. He has left the brothel, but he has joined one body. For the two, he says, shall become what? One flesh. He now takes us to the law of first mention, Genesis chapter 2. Where it was first mentioned, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. And it becomes, you can use, when something is mentioned 1, 2, 3 times, it can form a standard doctrine in teaching biblical truth. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So get the teaching. Let it help you. Ephesians chapter 5, 31 to 32. Ephesians chapter 5, 31 to 32. Because of time. Ephesians chapter 5, 31 to 32. We need to get this. Ephesians 5, 31. It says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be what? Joined to his wife. And the two shall become one flesh. Go ahead now. The second place now. This is a great mystery. Can you see? Paul is saying it's a mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. He said that one you see between a man and a woman is a great mystery. But in the context that I am speaking to, I'm talking about Christ and the church. The two shall become one flesh. Many are not aware. That's why they are jumping up and down. The jumping up and down will end in the name of Jesus. Yes. Then the final verse on this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Let me show you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. We're going to read down. Everybody, let's read it together. One to go. Nevertheless, No. This is not where we're going. 2 Corinthians. Yes, from verse 14. The last verse we're going to read is chapter 7, verse 1. So you will enter the next chapter, verse 1. One to go, everybody, now. Do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light and darkness? Paul. No, who is there? And what accord has Christ and what? Belial. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Verse 16 says what? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Therefore, come out from them and separate, says the Lord. Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will do what? Receive you. Go ahead now. Go ahead. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises of I will be a father, you will be my sons and my daughters, having these promises that I have made. Look at what it says. It says, having these promises, beloved, let us do what? Let us cleanse ourselves from what? Of the what? And what? Perfecting in the fear of. People know filthiness of the flesh. They don't know that there's filthiness of what? Spirit. And this is where it's very dangerous. This is why many people, sometimes after marriage, that's when their mystery starts. Their problem starts. All the devils and demons that now know that they have settled without light in Christ will begin to torment them. Some of us will say, oh, but I did not experience that. It's because you have been born again. And the word of God has started cleansing you from every filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. For if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. That you got saved in Christ is not the final answer. Remember, cleansing has to happen. And he says, sanctify them by thy word, for thy word is what. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you very much. So, everyone, Mr. Joseph, look at that slide. Now, listen, everybody. You must understand that this soul tie that is formed, Satan takes advantage of it to destroy many people and waste their lives. I will show you on Tuesday about the good soul ties. And God wants soul ties to be created in marriage. He wants it. God wants mothers and children to have a level of soul tie. It will be severed later in life. God wants, have you forgotten the story of Jonathan and David? How many of us remember the story? Yes. That soul tie is in the book of, let me see. It's in the book of what? Help me. Anybody there? Jonathan and David. Trying to pick it. I didn't plan to read it, but. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1. It says, now when he had finished speaking to Saul, look at, everybody, look at it. What is it now? The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. The word knit means what? So you might say, ah, Pastor, where is this soul tie in the Bible? I've not seen where the Bible says soul tie. Look at it. The soul, two shall join and become one flesh. That's one. Number two here, he said the soul of Jonathan was what? Knit. The word knit, you know how you use knitting pin to tie things. The soul of Jonathan. Do you know what happened because of this soul tie? Because of this soul tie, Jonathan relinquished his rights to the throne for David. Soul ties are powerful. He woke up one day and he was telling David every secret of his father. He and his father will sit and they will gist. He will go and meet David and say, yesterday, me and dad, we spoke at the Three Road Junction near Mount Carmel Road. That's where he wants to kill you tomorrow. guy, you know I love you so much, even more than my father, for there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. More than his father, more than his throne, more than his inheritance, he loved David. He was ready to be the second on the throne for David to be the first on the throne. It was what? A soul tie. Is anybody getting what I'm saying around? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying? Mr. Joseph, if you have it, take us to this last part so that I can show us characteristics of unhealthy soul ties. Number one, emotional instability. Feeling overtly attached or dependent on someone to the point where you struggle to think or act independently. Some of you know what I'm saying. Obsessive thoughts, continuously thinking about the person, even when it is unhealthy or distracting your relationship with God, you still cannot do anything. There is a soul tie. Inability to move on, despite the fact that the relationship has ended, you still feel trapped, unable to move on. There is a soul tie. They have broken up, but she's still crying 2 years later. She is married, but she's still comparing the relationship with John and the one she has with Paul. So Paul is not enjoying his own. It's John that she compared. Is anybody going to say here now? Soul tie. Those are the characteristics. Inability to move, unhealthy behavioral pattern, engaging in toxic behavior, sin, emotional manipulation within the relationship. Whenever there is soul tie, there will be manipulation. You know, but I cannot go anywhere. I'm trapped. I'm tied down. That is the kind of life people who have this kind of soul tie, they begin to manifest. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you're getting it? Spiritual hindrances. You start feeling distant from God. You start feeling like God is far. God is far. And some of these soul ties, when they enter the level of having demonic interference, the obsession will be very compulsive at a high level. Your mind is constantly flooded with the images of the person. You can be hearing the voice of the person. Past memories will be playing, even during prayer and worship in church. The person will still play in your head. It's a very high level of distraction. And sometimes people will say, Pastor, why is it that even when I'm praying, I see some terrible things? And the terrible things they are seeing are the things attached to somebody they are still connected with. Though they are separated physically, there is still a spiritual and a soulish connection that has tied them together. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. Uncontrollable emotional or sexual urge. Then you see some people, they started once, then they can't stop again. A demon has entered. The demon will now say, this is how you continue. That was what happened to Samson. Samson was a righteous young man born, but Samson opened himself up. So he started visiting prostitutes, brothels. He will go, the mother will call him and say, Samson, you are not like this. Oh, you are a man of great style. You are a man of great destiny. Oh, Samson, don't. Samson will not hear. The next day, Samson will go back again. Another time, Samson will go back again. At a particular point, Samson became a regular customer to the brothels in town. That they knew that if they are looking for Samson, it's a brothel it will be. It was so bad. And his destiny was supposed to be the deliverer of Israel. Then at the end of the day, he was caught in the web of Delilah. So bad that Delilah tempted him the first time. Spirit of Jezebel. How many of you see spirit of Jezebel with Delilah? Control, but you can't say no. Don't do this, don't do this. If you know you love me. Mumu. He opened his break. You know when you read the Psalms of Samson, you'll be angry. You feel like taking sledgehammer and break Samson's head. So you're a very stupid boy. First time, second time. Oh yeah, we ready. Kill on share. But you see, it is manipulation. It's a spiritual thing. That's what happens when you see a girl tied to a boy. You are begging her to leave. She can't leave. They beat her yesterday. Her eyes swell like this. They are not married though. They are not married though. When she wake up in the morning, she carry glass. The neighbors will be saying, good morning, neighbor, good morning, good morning, neighbor. The demon is still following her and saying, stay there. Ibi loma kusi. Boya loma dele. That's how she will stay. And you are wondering why. That girl needs prayer. If you have a family member like that, your shout will not deliver her. Your noise will not deliver her. You will leave where you are and go and kneel down. And say, can the prey of the mighty be taken back from his hand? He said, even the lawful captive, I will contend with him that is a spiritual warfare. It's not a physical battle. Rise up on your feet. I want to close this service on time to prepare the next one. Rise up. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
Free indeed.
In Christ I'm free. No chains are holding
me.
How do I break free from this tie? If I finish eating this thing without giving you this one, I've wasted our time. Number one way to break free. Stand, if you have your writing materials, you might want to use them. Repentance and renunciation. Okay, let me give you 4 minutes. Sit down so that you can write. Repentance and renunciation. The word repentance is different from remorse. A person can be remorseful because you caught them in the act. You get what I'm saying? Maybe you caught somebody stealing money. I'm sorry. But they are not really sorry. They have plans that if you leave them next week, I will come back. That is not repentance. That is what? Remorse. If there is remorse without repentance, you cannot get results. If there is a claimed repentance without remorse, it is not entering the soul. It is lip service. Every repentance must come with what? True remorse. Paul said, godly repentance, godly sorrow. That means you're sorrowful about the particular thing, feeling remorseful. He said it leads to repentance. There is a sorrow that is not godly. It is a deceptive sorrow because somebody has been caught in the act. If you catch two people now and say, I'm sorry, please forgive. I will never, I swear with my life, with my grandfather's grave. Don't swear with grave. Nothing will happen in the grave. Especially if it's the grave of somebody that did not live a good life. For godly sorrow produces what? Repentance, leading to what? Salvation. Not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces what? Death. So when you come to godly sorrow, repentance, this is what repentance means. This is where I've been going. Repentance is a 360 degree turnaround. A change of mind. Genuine. That's what you call repentance. Then you were going like this before. Then you start going this direction. That's where you say, I have decided to follow Jesus. And it becomes real. All the things you were pursuing before, you will not pursue again. The only way these things can lose their grip on those that it is holding already is repentance. Sir, repentance. Some people will cry, Oh God, I don't know what is with me. You have not yet repented. 2 weeks later, they are back there. 1 month later, they are back there. People commit pornography today. They feel guilt and shame. They do not do it next tomorrow. Is that repentance? No. That is just guilt and shame. Satan is just tying you down the moment. True repentance means you will say, instead of pressing this side, I will die. I would rather die. Have you not read the Bible? It said you have not struggled with sin to the point of shedding your blood. That you have not said, I will not do this thing. Kill me. Instead of doing it, kill me. That's the level that God is looking for. Is a level of spiritual commitment where your decision to follow righteousness outweighs all the pressures and the perversion and the weaknesses of your flesh. You have mounted up with wings with God that you are saying, I'd rather die serving God than live in this addiction. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The old man is dead and cannot control me anymore. Sin is a dethroned monarch. That's the level of confession. It's not just a confession. It is a heartfelt conviction that is powered by light and revelation, sponsored from the realm of the spirit. That is where true repentance comes from. You stand.
Then number two, you cut off every communication. If you had connection with the person, cut off. If you need to block them on social media, block them. If you need to remove them off your WhatsApp, remove them. If you need to remove your status. If they gave you gifts before, some of us who are struggling, they gave you gifts. Anytime you see the gift of the guy, it triggers the thoughts. Throw away the gifts. Anything. If it's iPhone, go and sell it. Buy another one. Sell it. You know why? Everything connected to that thing has to go for that thing to leave you. Sell it. Buy another one. The image of a new one will present itself differently. Your mind will read it differently from that one you are still holding. Pictures, memories, things you have had in the past with the present, you wipe off everything. As you begin to wipe off everything, you enter a season of spiritual renewal. Paul said, cleansing yourself from the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. You pray, then you use the word of God. The word of God, the word of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is what we call deliverance. So this is what some people will go to plenty deliverance. They will pray. See, even if the highest deliverance minister ministers deliverance to you now, if you go back to that scene tomorrow, seven more demons stronger than the ones pursuing you before, they will team up now. If it was seven before, they will become 14. Go and read the Bible. He said, when a demon is cast out of a man, do you know that when you begin to do this thing, the demon of lust begins to go. Perversion begins to go. Unnecessary urge begins to go. All of them begin to disappear. If you go back to that thing and stay there again, deliverance is possible, but oh, hard. Why? That demon of perversion has gone to bring his elder brothers. Seven more demons, the Bible says, you can look for it, stronger than itself. Because the idea is, how did they kick me out of here? The next time, you will not be able to kick us out. So seven more. Then you discover that the person's heart is hardened more. Then they will now begin to follow all those teachers online that say there's nothing wrong. It's just the human civilization evolving. It is a natural trend of human action to love people, to embrace yourself. Then God will give them over to a depraved mind. It's a level of soul blindness that truth finds it difficult to penetrate. You must repent, cut off every tie, enter into a season of intense prayer and fasting, then renew your mind with the word of God. 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 That word am I hidden in my heart. Then you will hate that thing the way God hates it. You begin to hate the same thing. You begin to passionately hate that action, hate that behavior, hate that lifestyle. The same way God hates it, it will burn. Then sometimes it will be converted into a ministry in your hand. Then you start bringing other people out. Start bringing out. When you get to that level where you start bringing other people out, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. You know why? The combination of your mistakes, your struggles, your deliverance, your experience is a dangerous weapon. You cannot beat a man who has been through it and come out. He knows how to bring many more people out. Finally, friendship and association that sponsors it, stay away from them. Rise upon your feet and let us pray. Somebody has gotten light in this meeting. Have you gotten light in this meeting? Have you gotten light in this meeting? Begin to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am disconnected, totally disconnected from everything that is not of God. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I'm going to lead you in two prayers and I will close this service. Mari kabo shana manakabaya babababababash. Rekobo nomo sondele bradina mo shana gabababababababash. Rene meneko sondele brada barabababababababababash. Rakebene mosonde liavradina moshana gaba baba 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 baba. In the next 3 minutes, we're going to pray massively. You're going to be making confessions and declarations after me. Are you ready to pray? We're going to be enforcing deliverance from everything. Now, those of us, you know that you can't find yourself in the midst of those things. As you are praying, the way the prayer aligns with you, you'll be saying it.
Some of us, I might pray and you feel like it is deeper than what I am saying. Say it to the level as deep as you think it is. You know the level where it is, and you are the one that can bring yourself out of it. Are we here together now? Can you declare in the name of Jesus, I stand upon my authority, shout it loud as a child of God, and I command every demonic spirit that has gained access into my life from any source, through any means, whether pornography, masturbation, sexual relations, jealousy, envy, bitterness, every demonic spirit that has gained access to my mind, that has gained access to my body, I command you in the name of Jesus, lose your grip, lose your grip, lose your grip. My body is the temple of the living God. Can you shout it? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. No sin, no devil, no sickness, no lust, no perversion, no bondage can reign here. Christ reigns in my body. My spirit, my soul, my body magnify the Lord. My spirit, my soul, my body serve the Lord. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every satanic agreement, every satanic union. I declare I am under the covenant of grace. I am under the covenant of grace. No generational pattern, no satanic pattern, no demonic pattern has a rule over me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I walk in the righteousness that Jesus has given to me. I'm not a slave to anything any longer. In the name of Jesus, the light of the word of God has delivered me. In the name of Jesus, I am free. Somebody shout it loud, I am free. Say, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, spirit, soul, and body. By the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, spirit, soul, and body. From henceforth, the word of God renews my mind, renews my mind. I cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself, every thought from the pit of hell, saying that my past will control my future. I declare, hear the word of the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. Shout it, I am in Christ Jesus. I am rooted, I am grounded, I am established in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you have no hold over my life. In the name of Jesus, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ lives inside of me. I receive grace. I receive the discipline to stay away from every pollution, from every defilement. In the name of Jesus, I have made up my mind to live a life that is sexually pure. Therefore, I'm not going back. Satan, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I have been delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am a free man. Therefore, you have no hold over my body. You have no hold over my mind. You have no hold over my spirit. Anything that has gained access at any point today, the door is shut against you. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Spirit of lust, get out now. Perversion, get out now. Fear, get out now. Deception, get out now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of manipulation, get out now. I am clear, I'm not making wrong decisions. In the name of Jesus, I will make the right decisions. I am not held bound in unnecessary mood swings. In the name of Jesus, my emotions are balanced. My emotions are balanced. God has not given me the spirit of bondage to fear. He has given me the spirit of love and a sound mind. I, Mavis, I am wrapped up in the love of Jesus, and I have a sound mind. I am wrapped up in the love of Jesus, and I have a sound mind. I'm a free man. I'm a free man. I'm a free man in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks.
Chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed.
I pray for every man under the sound of my voice. Every man under the sound of my voice. Whatever you have consciously or unconsciously connected with that you are not aware of, through any of this, today, by the blood of the everlasting covenant and Jesus, the Son of the living God, who has sanctioned my heart to teach this series, by his power, I declare today, you are totally severed in the name of Jesus. It will not affect your finance again in the name of Jesus. Your decisions will not be tainted again in the name of Jesus. Your actions will not go the negative direction again in the name of Jesus. Every man made in the image of Jesus, I declare, may the righteousness of Jesus and the character of Jesus be built and established in you in the name of Jesus.
Every woman, every man, put your hand down. I pray for every woman under the sound of my voice. Women are spiritual doorways and pathways. Women are more open than men. Everything about the woman's body is an opening, is an opening, is an opening, is an opening. And I declare every area that demonic forces, satanic forces, has affected your health, affect your mindset, emotional tumors, emotional traumas, inability to live and think freely, always looking that there must be a guy in your life for you to think, because your sense of reasoning has been trapped in a bond. If there must be a, if it's not, you cannot make decisions clearly. Every guy go barada, I sever you from it permanently in the name of Jesus. I declare from henceforth, he said, daughter of Zion, shake yourself from the dust. Every mindset that you are worthless, every mindset that you are not worth anything, that everything about you has been known and seen, and you are useless, I eliminate that mindset in the name of Jesus. Every manipulation and control that you cannot move forward without one person or the other, today receive strength and courage to advance in the name of Jesus. Break out in the name of Jesus. Break out in the name of Jesus. Break out in the name of Jesus.
The liberty to make quality decisions, receive it. And your life continues to advance. Everybody lift up your voice and quietly begin to give God thanks in this service for total deliverance. Begin to give God thanks. While that is going on, please keep standing. If you want to make a decision to accept Jesus, or while I was preaching, you decided it, but you need a confirmation, you're going to raise your hand so that I can lead you to Christ clearly right now. You want to make that decision to serve Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Anybody, please raise your hand. Raise it confidently. I want to follow Jesus. Can you raise it and say these words after me? Lord Jesus, today I make up my mind to follow you all the rest of my life. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. I receive total cleansing from everything that defiles in the mighty name of Jesus. I am purified. I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My sins are forgiven. I renounce my past life and I embrace the new life in Christ. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.